Aspen Journalism came out with a story last week about a meeting of 120 water managers studying Lake Powell level issues. So apparently Lake Powell is only 52% full and dropping, and this is about to be a problem. Could you explain?
Well, as I've come to understand, along with many other people who have been looking at water in the West, if Lake Powell drops below a certain level, then it can no longer produce hydropower at Glen Canyon Dam. And so the first repercussion of that is a loss of hydropower revenue, and that revenue helps operate the reservoirs and do a lot of other things, such as fund endangered fish programs and things like that. So that's the first level of concern that water managers have. And then the second level of concern is that as the reservoir continues to drop, they might not be able to actually deliver enough water downstream to Lake Mead to meet their obligations under the Colorado Compact Call. And they're afraid that if a compact call is triggered, it'll bring a lot of uncertainty and chaos to the upper Colorado River Basin, including for water managers and users in Colorado.
Could you explain upper Colorado River's obligation if there is a compact call?
Well, the upper states agreed in 1922 that they would deliver 7.5 million acre feet of water a year to the lower basin, and they would do that on a pro rata share among the upper basin states of Utah, Wyoming, Colorado, and New Mexico. And under what's called the interim guidelines that were signed in 2007, some years that can be 7.5 million acre feet, and some years that can be 9 million acre feet, because they're now essentially the upper and lower basin are cooperating on trying to operate Lake Powell and Lake Mead as essentially one reservoir. So they don't want to have one full reservoir and have the other reservoir empty and non-functioning. So they're trying to balance the reservoir levels in both reservoirs. But essentially it's 7.5 to 9 million acre feet a year that the upper basin has to send down to the lower basin to meet its obligations. That number is on a 10-year rolling average. So there can be some drier years and some wetter years in that mix.
You mentioned in the article that we are in an 18-year drought. In addition to this drought, there's more and more development and more water uses. What's the plan to get more water back into the river and prevent the Lake Powell hydro dam from not being able to produce power?
Well, right now they have a couple of options that they're looking at. One is to release water from the big federal reservoirs above Lake Powell, primarily Flaming Gorge, but also the Aspinall Unit, as they call it, the dams on the Gunnison River, and also Navajo Reservoir, which is in New Mexico on the San Juan. So they have these big buckets upstream of Powell, which were apparently built for this type of situation. So there's a couple years' worth of water basically in those big upstream buckets. If that occurs, there's not really a good concrete plan in place. The idea that they're working on now is this notion of water banking, where they would pay ranchers and farmers on a voluntary basis to fallow fields, and instead of irrigating their fields, let the water run down the river to Lake Powell.
And what does that word fallow mean?
Fallow means to stop irrigating fields for a season or a partial season. So a lot of the water use in Colorado is used to grow hay or alfalfa, and in some experimental water bank efforts underway, ranchers and farmers are being paid to not irrigate for a second cutting of hay, for example, late in the season.
Was there discussion at all at the meeting of evaporation and how that might be cutting the efficiency of these big water dams?
Well, evaporation rates at both Lake Powell and Lake Mead have been studied a fair amount, perhaps not to the degree that a lot of people would like to see, but federal water managers and state water managers, people who study the big river, they understand that there's a lot of evaporative loss from those big reservoirs. But strikes me it's just sort of seen as the price of storing water.
What's better about storing water rather than allowing the rivers to flow?
Basically, the way the water managers view Lake Powell and Lake Mead as sort of savings accounts for water, because we have wet years and we have dry years. It provides certainty for water providers to be able to store water and then release it when they need it. So Lake Powell is seen by the Upper Basin as their savings account. In some ways, some people are arguing that, well, Lake Powell is functioning exactly how it was supposed to, that it was supposed to be a giant reservoir of water, and when a dry period came, we could release water slowly from Lake Powell to meet downstream obligations. And that's, in effect, what's been happening. But now we've been doing that so often, we've drained our savings account. And now we have to find another way to put more money in the bank, more water in the reservoir.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Just that I think it's a very interesting time for water managers throughout the West. Not only are they seeing this long 18-year drought, they're also beginning to realize that climate change means there may be less snowpack and less water in the system overall, and that they may be dealing with what they're considering a new normal, maybe 20% less water to work with.
Has there been discussion over whether this is no longer a drought, but something else that's more persisting?
There is. There's a climate scientist named Brad Udall of the famous Udall family of the American West, who's a climate scientist at CSU, and he's arguing that we perhaps should stop using the term drought and begin using the term aridification, as in we are now in an arid period that's going to last quite some time, and that drought is no longer a sufficient word because, as he says, drought implies that the situation is going to end, and he's not so sure it is.
Well, Brent Gardner-Smith, editor of Aspen Journalism, thank you so much for talking to Katie and Kay.
You're welcome. Appreciate it.
That's it for this week's News Brief. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.